All right, after the win, Ottoman head coach Sean Burks. Coach, your teammate came out right away, executed early in the game, and kind of set the tone.
Yeah, getting ahead in a district game is always big. The team that scores first seems to, you know, be there for the rest of the game. It kind of takes, you know, you can take some of the other things away from the other team, you know, especially if you get ahead multiple runs. You can take away some of those stolen bases and bunt attempts. But yeah, then we sat on it for a long time. We couldn't get up, couldn't extend it. So they were hanging around. We kept stranding guys, and then finally there in the fifth inning, we extended it, and then you know, got some more later on as well. But yeah, for the second, third, fourth, we had chances. We just didn't execute. But yeah, coming out early, getting ahead was huge, and then adding on eventually was really comfortable as well.
Well, and, you know, despite those couple of innings where you weren't able to bring them across, you continued to get hits. The offense kept stringing them together, and that helped eventually.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the way we swung the bats tonight. You know, not a lot of empty at-bats. Even the guys that struck out, typically they were deep counts. They weren't up there watching three pitches or anything like that. The way these guys have progressed over the year, even in just the last week or two, the development is impressive. For a team without seniors, you always wonder what it's going to be like at this time of year. But that's the best we've played by far, no doubt about it. All three facets, you know, our pitchers threw well. We defended the ball well on a strange field. Infield was a little rocky, but our guys did an outstanding job making plays, and then we swung the bats. You know, we really put pressure on them, and so yeah, all three clicked that well for us. We're dangerous.
Well, and you talked about before how your pitching has led you, and both guys were really strong there tonight.
Yeah, Jackson's got really, really good stuff. Skyler's really gritty out there. He's got good stuff usually. Didn't have as much pop tonight, but it worked really well because it was a nice change of pace from Jackson. So, you know, Jack was nibbling early. The strike zone wasn't very big. It's a district game. You get that. He could have had some other backwards Ks, I think, but I was worried he might get a little frustrated. We didn't get some of those calls, but man, he stayed strong. He stayed confident. We rode him up to 90. We got him out of that game. So now he can throw again Saturday. Skyler can throw again Saturday. So that was big reason why we were able to win tonight, was we had both of those guys lead us on Saturday. They led us again tonight, and it's no surprise that we got a chance on Saturday if they're throwing as well.
Yeah, a couple days to enjoy it and get right back after it for Saturday.
Yeah, we'll practice the next couple days. We'll sit around and watch this game. You know, we had a lot of information on Earlham. We had a lot of information on Cam. But you don't look too far ahead. So Southeast Warren, Nottoway, first chance to get a look at them. We'll do some homework here the next couple days. You know, we take pride in our scouting report, but hopefully we can get enough data points to get something out of it. But regardless, if we just play our brand of baseball like we did tonight, we'll have a chance against whoever we see.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
You bet.